Many of you out there listening own a smartwatch. I have one. I love it. They're very, very convenient, but they're causing some trouble for law enforcement. Kelowna RCMP are the latest emergency responders to warn smartwatch users about an increase in false 911 calls caused by their device's SOS function. Joining me now is Constable Mike Della Palera, Media Relations Officer for Kelowna RCMP. Constable Della Palera, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Walk me through what the challenges are for the Kelowna RCMP when it comes to smartwatches.
Well, we've seen since the opening of our ski hills, we've seen a rise in 911 calls that are generated by the smartwatches. And we've, you know, obviously it's from people out on the hills and falling or jarring their hands or when they're going through the bushes and stuff, and it's sending a 911 signal to our dispatchers, who then in turn have to dispatch emergency services, police, fire, ambulance, to try to locate what we believe when we receive the email or the text message, a crash victim or somebody who's been involved in something that they might be injured in.
So in regards to the watch itself, that function is preset when somebody purchases a watch?
We understand that that's the case, that the at point of purchase, the watches are set and this function has been set. A lot of the people that are wearing the watches are unaware that this function is activated. So they're going about their business, having and enjoying themselves and sending off 911 calls.
So this could be somebody just skiing and they fall and the watch detects some sort of fall and it automatically contacts the emergency services then?
Correct. So we've noticed it during the ski season, but obviously it would be any activity that you're doing, riding your mountain bike, maybe on some kind of motorized vehicle, an ATV, a skidoo, or whatever. So your watch is reacting to the jarring motion and sending off these messages.
What's it been like previous years? Is this something that's common, or is this something you're now seeing more of?
This is something that we just noticed this year. So we don't have any. I didn't go back and check, but the bosses that work here have said that this is starting to happen more and more. We've had 6 calls in the last 4 weeks. All at our local ski hill, and I mean, it's getting police, fire, ambulance, search and rescue involved, mountain security, all looking for somebody who we believe may be injured, and it turns out to be they're just skiing and enjoying their day.
Were any of these people aware that they have this SOS function on their watch and that it was sending that information?
The 6 files that I have printed off in front of me, none of them were aware that that function was available or even on their phone. So they were unaware completely.
Wow. Have you heard of any broader law enforcement agency perhaps suggesting that this stuff should be turned off before it's sold or whatever it may be? Because these people are clearly unaware that they have this particular app that is sending this information back to you. Has there been any conversation on letting some of these big tech firms, knowing that perhaps those particular programs should be on the off position when they're sold, rather than clearly what it seems like is that they're on and the people aren't even aware of it?
Correct. I am not aware of any other agency putting this concern out. We have done some research, and the Apple has now come forward and suggested that people update their watch. It's called firmware, and they strongly recommend people update their watch. And I'm assuming that they're aware that this is a sensitive application on the phone or on the watches, and they need to somehow tighten it up so that it's not sending out these false signals.
And so when you get the information, is it just a GPS coordinate that you're given? How do you receive the information?
Yep. Good question. So generally when a 911 call comes in of this nature, whether it's somebody accidentally sitting on their cell phone or something like that, we'll get one of two forms of messaging. One will say the phone number, and we can call back and say, hey, are you okay? Where are you at? We still have to attend and make sure physically that you're safe. The other one would sometimes say, it's called a 911 prefix, and that's all it'll say is 911, and it'll give us a coordinate like 1,000 meters from a certain cell phone tower. So then members of the police service will have to go into that neighborhood and basically circle around and try to find somebody that might be in distress. Obviously that, unless somebody actually is or there's something going on there, we end up having to conclude those files because we don't have any more information.
In the release, I see it says smart watches. Is it fair to say The vast majority of all of them were the Apple watches?
Yeah, in the release, obviously, I was trying to be neutral as possible and not to call out a smartphone, a certain Apple maker or a certain watchmaker. But yeah, it seems to be the Apple Watch is the concern.
Okay, and I also noticed that you did mention there is a way to shut off the that particular.
Correct.
Walk me through it. It's a simple little thing, isn't it? In regards to going into.
I'm a Samsung user. All my devices are Samsung, so that is not my. I wish my wife was here because she's the Apple expert. But in your phone or in your watch, there's an app, and in that app, you can turn off the function.
So it says you go to your settings, you go to SOS. And then you temporarily turn off fall detection, F-A-L-L, detection, and that should probably do it. And I think it's that simple.
And it sounds like that's simple. That's what we've been told.
Excellent. Well, I think that that makes a lot of sense. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your patience as well. Yeah. And we'll look forward to chatting with you in the future as well. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I'm a big fan of yours. I'm glad you called. So.
Hey, I'm a big fan of the RCMP. Thanks so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me.
This is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.